take a trip inside the teenage mind.
It's like they have a mute button for my voice.
Ugh, so unfair.
Wait, you have to do speeches in college too? Speaking in front of a crowd, part two. This one's just me and Jazzy, and it was recorded on February 18th, 2020. Let's get into it.
So, baby girl, can you tell me about what happened with your speech?
Come on, let's hear what they have to say.
Wait, is anybody listening?
Because I wanted it while it was fresh.
Honestly, I feel like I needed to be a little more prepared. For one.
Yeah.
And two, I got up there and I literally just kind of froze. Like, I have stage fright so bad. And, like, I tried to stay calm. My voice was so shaky and, like, I couldn't, like, control it. And then it made me stutter and repeat myself. And so it was kind of a vicious cycle. And I sounded kind of dumb, but whatever. It's over now. It's over.
But you know what? That's what you think, you know, as far as, like, how you were and, like, how bad it was and whatever. Because, like, you know, the person that's up there is, like, thinking about themselves. And then the people that, when they're up there, they're thinking about themselves, you know?
Yeah, but like, about everyone was so nervous. Like, yeah. It was, like, so nerve-wracking being up there.
Exactly.
Like, because it's, like, literally our entire grade, and it's, like...
Oh, it's the entire grade?
For a second semester, basically.
And how many people are in the class?
Like, 30. Wow. It's a rare class size.
So as me and Jazzy are listening to this, as I'm editing it, Jasmine's like, am I crying on there? But she was actually
super sick. And I had a Rona.
That Rona.
Everyone got up there and they're like, I'm so nervous. Like, you could hear them. They're all like,
yeah. Yeah, everybody was shaking. But see, that was kind of like the vibe of the classroom, I feel like. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe everybody should have just taken a little breath.
You know, do some positive affirmations. I got this. I'm gonna rock this speech. Yeah, boy. If we tell ourselves enough times, then we believe it. So we gotta start telling ourselves the things we wanna believe. That might include reminding ourselves, even when we're up on stage, when our knees are about to buckle, that it's gonna be all right.
I wasn't nervous until I literally got up there and I felt like I was blacking out, honestly. I was looking down at my cards.
Okay, I got this. Okay.
And I was like, this looks like Chinese. It looked like Chinese. Oh my gosh.
We get you.
And I was like, okay. So it looks like Chinese. So let me just look up right now and like try to figure out, like, I wrote this, you know?
Right.
So like, I know it kind of like,
Yeah, you wrote the paper and then you wrote them on note cards. So like, I mean, you know the stuff.
Yeah, but then when I got out there, I lost it.
And you, like, were reading it to Jose and whatever.
But I did make my 3 minutes.
So much pressure, not enough time.
So you had perfect timing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be judging you on stuttering. He's going to be judging you on, like, grammar and content. And
my parents keep telling me about my grades. I know.
Yeah.
3 minutes when you get out there, it's, like, 2 seconds.
Yep.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Mama D.
This is Adult Teen.
Can we talk to you for a minute?
I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fit into 3 minutes. Like, everyone's like, that's so long, but when you get up there, I was thinking, like, that's short. Like, like, let me get all my examples in there. Like, I'm going to stutter for 2 minutes. And then, like, I'm going to need to, like, I'll get it, you know, after, like, the first 30 seconds. Like, 3 minutes is so short.
I know. And remember when I asked you before which one would be better to have longer or shorter, and then you said it was shorter. You were like, oh, like 30 seconds on the other.
Yeah, okay, because, like,
yeah, I know. I feel it, because you don't want to be up there.
Okay, but, like, if I had 1 minute to say everything I needed to, I would just be, like, one note card and, like, the most important fact and just get it out of there.
I see.
But then when you give me, like, 2 extra minutes, that's time to be more scared. That's time to, I have to fill with something, and then I'm filling with too much stuff. So now, I need 10 minutes, so you might as well just give me the 10 minutes. So yeah.
Yep.
So I would rather do a 10 minute speech, or a 5 minute speech, because the first minute is going to be me freaking out and trying to find my place.
That's true. It's harder to get, like, into the groove when it's, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's, like, a short period of time to, like, kind of, like, find your place. I also feel like, you know... And I PowerPoints or stuff like that are easier to, like, were you guys allowed to do that?
We were supposed to do PowerPoint, and I forgot to do it.
Oh.
It was just slides. It was just pictures.
Dang, I was thinking that before, but I was like, she knows what she's doing.
And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, he's like, it's fine. He let me present. It's definitely going to hurt my grade, but, like, I don't care. It's over. I just need to pass that class.
Yeah. Like, everyone else is going to know that there's needs to be PowerPoints, though. But, I mean, like, he should take that into consideration.
But some people, he knew that I was super sick. Like, he knew. Yeah. He was like, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I've been super sick. And he's like, I know. Like, and then when someone was presenting, I was sitting there, like, dying. I was like, and I was, like, trying to hold my cough in. I had this, like, tingle all down the right of my throat. You know, like, can you get those tingles?
Like, it's like
you need to die right now to get that out, you know? Yeah. And I was sitting there, like, shaking, like you know, like, ooh, ooh. And, like, I had a tear coming out of my eye, and I was looking around, like, I'm about to burst. And so I made eye contact with my teacher, and I was like, can I go outside? And I ran outside, and I just started dying, like, coughing. And
oh, my gosh.
I walked back inside after the presentation because I heard them clapping. And they all started busting out laughing. They're like, we heard you dying out there. I was like, yeah, my soul's out there somewhere.
That's like, why you need to take your antibiotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that helped my case.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Me dying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when he reads my essay and, like, he'll be like, oh, like, she actually, like, put the work in, but, like,
yeah,
it didn't seem like it, honestly, and it sucks, but whatever, it's over with.
Yep.
And everyone was nervous, and it's not going to make you,
like, fail the class, and, like, you're not going to be, it's not catastrophic, it's not like you're going to be the laugh of the, like, school, or, you know, like,
yeah. Some people didn't even do it, like, nothing.
But did they have to present today?
He said, if you miss your presentation, you're not doing it, you're taking that.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. He's a
bitch. I feel that, though. That's what's up.
No, it's
that
straight
presentation
up.
Presentation is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to show up for presentation.
Yeah, you can't,
like,
just miss your presentation. Yeah.
Like, in life, you know, you're going to have a presentation, you know what I'm saying? People are coming to a presentation. Like, I feel like that's a good life lesson, like, you know.
Yeah, he was like, if you aren't prepared, if you don't have everything you need, and if you don't present on the day that you were assigned, like, you're not getting a grade, like, you're not getting a second chance, basically.
So, like, the essay too and everything?
Yeah, you had to have your essay printed. So I ran during nutrition. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to print this. Oh. And then I was like, no, we have to have a presentation. Like, I could have done the slideshow in, like,
so quick, like,
2 seconds.
Yeah.
But I literally should have just, instead of telling him that I didn't have it done, I should have just done it on my phone super fast. Because I was sick.
True.
But I told him, oh, I don't have my presentation. But he said could present without it, so it was fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was like, okay, like, I don't really need, like, pictures. It's just extra work.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the ocean looks like. You know what pollution looks like.
Yeah, true. I mean, everybody has images in their head.
Yeah, and the person before me had ocean pollution too, so then it kind of made me be in a bad place.
Oh.
I was second ocean pollution. Like, what a drag.
Yeah, but you know, remember I told you should have gotten, like, fun with it a little bit.
I was trying to, and then I looked at everyone.
So if you were trying to,
like,
you probably did. No.
I'm not funny anymore.
You're so funny. Because you are, like, super hilarious, actually.
I know, but
that's what I'm like.
But once I, like, it's okay. I was thinking about it because I feel like I just didn't have my full potential shown.
Yeah.
Because, like, in business, I'm going to have to do presentations, too, and in, like, school. But, like, I feel like, okay, well, definitely in school, it's still going to be nerve-wracking. But, like, I feel like...
Like in college, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because it's, like...
But it might be kind of fun.
For a grade. But I feel like without a grade, I could speak to people. Like, I could be in the front of the crowd.
But you have to... It's something that you believe in, right? Like, ocean pollution? Is that, like... You know, something you want to focus on?
Not really. I mean, yes and no. Like,
right.
I think,
like,
it's like...
in your life. Like, maybe volunteer some time or donate some money or something like that.
Right. I mean, I think it's a bad thing, but, like...
Absolutely. But, like, not necessarily what you want to do.
It was, like, just for a project.
Right. So,
like, I mean, obviously I'll help but in the future, but what I mean is I have stage fright.
Yep, you do.
Really bad.
And so even if you're presenting in front of, like, a meeting or something, you might be like that. We need to work on the stage fright.
Cause in small groups, I can, like, talk.
Yeah, I mean, I get stage fright, too, but I kind of like going on stage, though.
But, like, bit. I can't, like, if you could just, like, have me, like, sit down. Or, like, I don't know what have made it better. But, like, I talk to people. Like,
right. I think if you do it like you're talking, that's why I was telling you not reading.
I know, and I think that was also me up because I was trying to just read off the cards. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, no cards. And I was like, cards. And I was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And
right, because, like, it's hard. You have to keep looking at it, you know what I'm saying, if you're reading directly from there instead of, like, you know.
It messed me up more.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know.
I think if you have, like, you know, a visual, like a PowerPoint presentation, it's so much easier too. Like, well, because you're explaining a picture and, like, I don't know, just, like, you know, you can add stuff, your own flair in there, and then you kind of, like, make puns on the, like, you know, pictures you picked or stuff like that, right? It's different. It's a different vibe when you do it like that.
So.
But it's all good. Whatever. Like you said, it's done. It doesn't even matter. It's not catastrophic. Nope. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, for the future. I feel like a visual. Because then you can explain the visual. And, you know, for you, you've already know the information. You know, you might need a note card to remember, like, a few specific points that you want to say.
Yeah. I remember I had to do a presentation on dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, fourth grade. Remember we made that, like...
Yeah, dolphins. And they were, like, pink dolphins and stuff like that. Yeah. The river ones, like, and the brackish or whatever. I guess they're all brackish. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's actual pink dolphins and, like, mm-hmm. some...
Remember? We looked it up.
I know.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, so...
Yeah, I know. It's still weird. I know.
Yeah. And that was my best speech ever.
Yeah.
In fourth grade with the dolphins.
But that's because you were super into dolphins and you had a visual, of course.
Yeah. And I was, like, trying to, like, I wanted to, like, kind of include that in my speech, but then I was like, well, that's weird. But, you know, I don't know. I just went up there and I froze.
I'm glad you got it done.
It is.
Got her done.
Yeah.
And now we're sitting in here with the steam and
eucalyptus.
It's very minty in here. And
straight up, it's like a barrier. Once I walk out my door, it's like
she did her little nasal rinse. We got the sinus stuff.
I'm drugged up right now.
Cough medicines, inhalers, all kinds of stuff. Working on it, but she's gonna be better soon. So
yeah.
Just so we're clear, Jasmine was never diagnosed with corona. Although we do wonder.
It's the sobas.
Sobas.
All right.
Okay.
Out.
True.
So the takeaways from today's episode are, once you get up there,
time tends to pass way faster than you think it's going to. So be prepared, do your speech a couple times, and make sure you know how long it's going to take. And number two,
being prepared does help confidence. So make sure that you know your information. Number three, note cards with too much information can get overwhelming once you get up on stage or in front of a crowd. So you might get lost if you have too much information. So know your information and just have maybe bullet points on the note cards. Number four, visuals can make a presentation flow better. It's easier and more natural for the presenter. And it keeps it interesting and keeps the listener engaged. Pictures, pictures, pictures. People love to look at pictures and be able to visualize what you're talking about. Number five, everyone gets nervous. Even people that like going up in public speaking, like me. Number six, it's not life or death or catastrophic, and you're still going to have friends and people are still going to look at you the same, even if you messed up. Remember, you're not alone. Everybody gets nervous, and some people get way more nervous than others. There are plenty of us out there that just freeze up when we do a presentation. But once it's over and said and done...
Nobody killed you. You were already dead. You didn't have a pulse. Oh, you never do blow before? Sometime your heart stop, start up again. Read a book.
Look, I'm sorry, we're just having a bad day.
Oh, you're having a bad day? Did you die?
I got shot.
But did you die?
And remember what Mama D always says, every day is a new day, so start fresh, share a smile,
Laugh at yourself and be confident in who you are.
You said ow.
Because that's what you said.